Praise God. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Say hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody turn around and look at the camera and say, hello, Rosa Maria. We miss you. My wife was not able to come on this trip. The kids are back in school. With the hurricane, when it came through, I had to make some quick decisions what had happened was I was on my way to Arkansas to minister that weekend when that hit, and I wasn't about to leave my wife and kids there. So we got in a car and drove to Arkansas, so we really didn't have any experience of the hurricane, but anyway, it didn't really do that much damage. Thank God for that. Amen. And we were safe, so we were in Arkansas ministering over there. So with that in mind, she was not able to come back and just leave again. So we drove over there and then drove back, and she was only there. Well, really, we were only there for a couple days, and then I came back here. So God is good. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And we want to welcome everybody that, you know, I put up on our post at Facebook, that we're going to be live streaming. And we've been seeing miracles. We've been seeing God manifest through the internet. Amen. And so if you're here listening by internet, we're believing God for your miracle too. Amen. How many believe that God's going to do miracles in their lives?
Yes.
Hallelujah. With signs and wonders following. I believe that's what God is saying to the church. To tell you the truth, when I was sitting there, the Lord gave me a scripture and I couldn't get a hold of it right away. And I started looking through the Bible and trying to find it, and finally came across it. But it's a scripture that rose up in my spirit when we were sitting there. And it's a prophetic word, I believe, to this house. And it's in Matthew chapter 22. I want to look at that, and then we're going to just let God do what He desires to do. But I want you to see this because it's the foundation of something God's saying to this house. It's a prophetic word. The Lord uses me in the prophetic anointing. And so I always give honor to whom honor is due, and that's God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 22, verse 1, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying this. Now, as long as I've known the church here, I've seen this happening. But when I was sitting here this morning, the Lord said, it's happened. It's happened. And this is what He said. He said, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent out the slaves to call all those people invited to the wedding feast. And I want you to see, first of all, he sent out the slaves. Are y'all with me? He didn't send out the people that were his centurions or his leaders or even his armies. He sent out the slaves. And he sent the slaves out to go get the people ready for the wedding feast. And if you look in the context, it goes on and says they were unwilling to come. The Lord spoke to my spirit and He said something, and this is just the foundation of where we're going. But as you go on, you see, He says, and again, He sent out others and they were invited, but they didn't come. Behold, I have prepared a dinner, an oxen, fattened livestock and butchered, as it says in verse 4. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. And then it says, but they paid no attention. Are y'all with me now? I believe the church is in a state right now where we're paying no attention. Amen. And if I was to begin to prophesy right now, which I am doing, but just speaking it out in word, you know, the Bible says we speak out in word and deed, prophesy in word and deed. And prophetically, the Lord is saying to this church, a call has been going out for years, saying, go to the wedding feast. Go to the wedding feast, and we all just get used to coming to church to hear the word, but we're not going out. Are y'all with me now? And the Lord spoke to me and He said, I have done something in this house, and I have stirred the spirit of the desire to see the lost one once again. And I'm speaking this prophetically because I believe it's the foundation of where we're going this week. But God is releasing us out to go into the highways and the byways, to no longer just be worried about our few little Christian friends to come to church, but now begin to shake the trees. Are y'all with me? And begin to really make some damage. Amen. The body of Christ needs to wake up and realize we have the answer. But the reality is we're too caught up in our little worlds and caught up in our jobs and our businesses and things that we do that we're forgetting there's a world out there that needs what we have. You have the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The bulletin, as I looked at it, I almost started laughing, but it's Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. And it says, all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. But it says, as the waters cover the sea. And you've heard me teach on that before, but really the waters covering the sea. If you go and do a study on the Potomac River starts as a little tiny spring. And it's way out in the middle of the mountains. You don't even know that it's going to eventually be a huge river. Amen. And see, we might start as a little spring here in this church, but I'll tell you what, we're going to be a river that's going to reach the ocean, praise God. And when it reaches the ocean, it's going to stir up some things in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas is no longer going to be weird. Are y'all with me? There's going to be some change in the city. Can you say amen? But it's up to us, the body of Christ, to break out of our walls and begin to get into our spheres of influence and begin to change our area of life. What does God have us in? That's where we can change. Can you say amen? And you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's not really a teaching. It's a prophetic word to this church. It's time now. We've been taught about the spheres of influence. It's time for us to start changing those influences we're in. Can you say amen? I've been kind of just watching off and on. Anybody ever heard of Todd White? You know, he's as bold as I used to be. Come on, church. Are y'all with me? I bet every person in this church could say the same thing. He's as bold as I used to be. I remember when I would get on airplanes and pray in the Holy Spirit that the power of God would fall on every person on the airplane. Now I get in the airplane and sleep. Come on, somebody, y'all with me now. I remember when I'd get on the airplane and I'd begin to pray that the glory of God would saturate the place and there would be two drunken guys sitting beside me that got so drunk on the way to the Philippines that they couldn't even, or on the way back from the Philippines, that they couldn't even stand up. And I began to pray the glory of God down in that airplane, and the power of God began to saturate the airplane so much that the glory of God was literally tangible. And when we begin to land, we're praying in tongues. And if you ever land in an airplane, everything's quiet, because I think the people were wondering if we're really going to make it. And everything's always so quiet. And so we're landing in this airplane. And while we're landing in the airplane, all you hear is me praying in tongues and speaking to the devils in the airplane. And it got real quiet then. Amen. Well, these two drunk men began to fall out of their seats, took their seat belts off, fell onto their knees and began to cry. One guy began to scream at the top of his lungs, God's here. But now we get on the airplane and sleep. Come on, somebody, y'all with me now. God's shaking some things up in the house of God. God is stirring up the church once again to get back to our first love, to get back to our desire to see our city touched by the power of God. Not just to look at a homeless man and say, oh man, I wish you'd get off my streets, but to look at him and have passion and compassion and say, Lord, what can I do? Are y'all with me? That's what God's been saying to me. He's been stirring in my heart. But the church has to wake up. We're in a place right now in the body of Christ of uncertainty. Amen. How many feel the uncertainty in the air? You feel the uncertainty. The Bible says it this way in Isaiah chapter 60, that there'll be great darkness come over the people. And that's what's happening in this day. We've got a great darkness coming over the people's minds. I was talking to Pastor this morning, and he said exactly what I've been hearing, and my wife and I have been hearing about what's going on in the elections and what's going on in our country right now. But he said deception has come over the eyes of people, and we need to pray against the spirit of deception. Are y'all with me? There was a lady in Australia, and I just read this right before I came, but a lady in Australia that's not even involved in the politics of the U.S. They're not even, doesn't know much about it. But all of a sudden, she was awakened and had a vision and saw in this vision like everybody with blindfolds in their hands. And these blindfolds in their hands, they were walking around, groping around like they didn't know what was going on. Darkness was all around. And the Lord spoke to her, and of course, he said some things about a certain president, and he said, this person will be elected. And then he said this, he said, because darkness has come over our land to the place that a spirit of deception has deceived the whole population. And God said, pray against the deception. And see, that's what Pastor said this morning when we were talking to him. And Rob and I were talking about it, and my sister were talking about it earlier. And there's just such a darkness that's come over our land. But church, we got to realize that we are the light. We're the light of the world. We're the light that shines. See, God doesn't anoint man. He anoints His Word. Can you say amen? And that's what I was going to begin to lay the foundation on this week. I don't know where we're going to go, but we'll see where the Lord takes us. But He was speaking to me about the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. You know, Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says how God anointed. Are y'all with me? Jesus. It doesn't mean that He anointed a man. It means that He anointed the Word, because Jesus was the Word of God that was made flesh and dwelt among us so that we might behold the glory of God. The only way we're going to behold the glory of God is if we realize that the thing that's anointed is not us, it's the Word of God. And if we're full of the Word of God, God's got something to anoint. Can you say amen? If you're full of the Word of God, then I'll tell you, sickness and disease can't stay in your body. Poverty can't stay in your life. Destruction can't follow you. Oppression goes far from you. Can you say amen? Because why? You have the Word of God in you. And the Word of God's what God anoints. God anoints the Word. That's why Jesus was anointed. When you put a demand on the Word, don't put a demand on me. Put a demand on the Word of God. Are y'all with me? You put a demand on the Word of God, and I'll tell you, God will bring your miracle this week. God will heal you. God will do great things through your life. Why? Because all He has to do, He is oathed to His Word. He has to confirm His covenant. He has to confirm His Word. That's what we live for, a God that made a covenant with us, and all we have to do is believe it, and if we can believe it, He has to perform it. He's already done it through His Son. Now what we have to do is believe it. Can you say amen? Amen. And so when I begin to pray about what You want to do this week, Lord, because I never go to a meeting. I told Pastor that this morning. I don't go to have meetings. I don't like meetings. Amen. You know, I told the Lord a long time ago, back in the early 80s, I said, God, don't send me out to do meetings. I only want to go out to bring an encounter with God. If there's no encounter, then it's just another meeting. Are y'all with me? No, we need an encounter with God. And my prayer was, God, there's got to be something You're saying to this house. Amen. And I believe this is what He's saying to this house. And not only do I believe it's what He's saying to this house, but I believe it's what's going to cause the miracles to come. See, we've been prophesying about signs and wonders and miracles. But what's going to cause it to come? What's going to cause it to come? And I'm going to touch on some of that today and throughout this week. But the thing that's stirring in my spirit is, you know, God is not a musician. It's not, okay, He's going to show up and do miracles. No, it's because something's putting a demand on the Word of God. Can you say amen? See, Jesus was walking by, and the woman with the issue of blood put a demand on the Word. She didn't put a demand on Jesus. She put a demand on the Word of God because she heard in herself, if I touch the hem of His garment. Why did she hear that? Because the Word was passing by, healing blind eyes, causing people to resurrect from the dead. She heard those things, and she pressed in to get a hold of it. Can you say amen? And so what God's doing this day is He's getting the church outside of these walls and began to manifest the Word of God like we've never seen before. Let's stir up the gift of God inside of us. Can you say amen? Yeah. It's not about just coming to church to sit in church and hear a good word. You guys have the best word. I mean, I know your pastor. He's my pastor. And I, you know, the word that comes out of this man's life is life. It's like when Jesus, you know, when the disciples were with Jesus and they came up and said, you know, where are you going to go? And Jesus looked at him and said, you know, if you're really My disciples, you're going to eat My flesh and drink My blood. And they turned to walk away. And He goes, well, where are you going? We're not going anywhere. Why? Because you're the only ones that's got the Word of life. You've been receiving the Word in this church. You've been receiving the Word of life in this church. And the Word is rich. The Word is powerful. It's quick. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It divides the soulish realm from the spirit realm, and it allows us to enter into the anointing. The anointing comes upon the Word of God. If we can get the anointing to come upon the Word that is reservoired inside of our bellies, I'm telling you, Austin will never be the same. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of, you know, when I say uncertainty, I'm talking about the image of this world. I'm not talking about our uncertainty, because our certainty is in Christ. But I'm talking about the image of what is created in this world right now. I want you to go with me because I feel like the Lord wants me to lay a foundation before we get into some things this morning. But go with me to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And I'm not going to preach a lot this morning. I want to minister because God's already laid some things in my spirit. But I want you to see the context of this first. Look what it says in Acts chapter 10 and starting in verse 34. Opening his what? What did he do? He opened his mouth. Amen. He didn't just show up. Are y'all with me? When Peter was standing in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, and they walked by the gate called Beautiful, and they walked by, the Bible says that they looked upon him. Are y'all with me? And said to them, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, such as I have. So what were they doing? Planting the word of God. He opened his mouth and the word of God came out of it. Can you say amen? You want the anointing to flow. You want healings, preach on healing. You want laughter, preach on laughter. You want deliverance, preach on deliverance. You want baptism of the Holy Spirit, preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you desire, whatever God is saying for the church in the time that He's saying it, when you agree with it and begin to speak it out prophetically, what's going to happen is the anointing will come upon that prophetic word. So if God is saying something to this church, even in the area of evangelism, in the area of getting people saved, healed, delivered, set free, then guess what? The anointing lies in that place. So don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to lay hands on the sick. Don't be afraid to cast out devils. Don't be afraid to walk up to a blind man and say, I know you look like you're blind, but I'm telling you, silver and gold have I none, but the power of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is inside my belly. And when I lay hands on you, God's going to heal you. Why is it? Because the anointing is resting upon the word of the Lord for this house. Are y'all with me? And when the anointing's resting on the word, then we can rest in that fact and know that the word is what's going to be anointed, not us. Can you say amen? Look what it says in verse 34. And Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not someone that shows partiality. Now, we got to see the context of this. And of course, you all know it. I'm not going to get into it in depth. But the context was Peter was awakened and brought up into a place where animals that were unclean were brought down before him. And God said, kill them and eat them. And he said, no, Lord, I don't even touch those kinds of things because they're unholy. And God said, what I've touched and what I have ordained and what I have told you to do is never unholy. Touch it, eat it. It's my will. Are y'all with me? And at that point, he realized what God was saying is it's time to begin to preach to the Gentiles. Man, I'll tell you, there's a people out there hungry for God. Are y'all with me? Somebody's being healed right now in their right knee. They came with a whole lot of pain. Who is that? Just a whole lot of pain in their right knee. Whoever that is, stand up right now. Stand up right now. The power of God's here. I was getting ready to go on to a thought and I couldn't get away from it, but it's in the right knee and just a whole lot of pain. If that's you, stand up, stand up. Don't lose the blessing of God. Who is that? Who is that? And then we'll go on, continue with the anointing. If that's you, stand up. If you have a bad pain, and I'm not talking about, you know, just a little, I'm talking about pain. Amen. And it's like almost feeling like it's throbbing. That's what it feels like. And it swells up. Who is that? Who is that? Amen. I'm not going to say it's somebody online, but it might be. But I think there's somebody here that has that. If that's you, stand up. Don't leave without it. Amen. This is how God operates. See, it's a word of knowledge. It's a word of knowledge. Are y'all with me? And when a word of knowledge comes, it comes for what reason? To be confirmed. Amen. And there's somebody also being healed in their ankles. It's mainly the left ankle, but it's also the other ankle. And they've been having issues with that. Who is that? Is that you? Who is that? Stand up, brother. Stand up. Raise your hands up. There's two other people. The Lord told me that. He said there's two others. Two others that have that. But it's pain in their ankles. I'll tell you what it is. It's not an injury. It's not anything like that. But it feels like at times they get tightened up and you can't even hardly walk. You get up in the morning and stuff, and you're going, what's this? And you've been asking the Lord, like, what is this? What is this? This don't belong to me. Yeah, well, there's the anointing of God right there. See, the anointing comes because of the word. Doesn't come because I'm somebody. Doesn't come because God's anointed me. No, he anoints the word. Are y'all with me? And when the word of the Lord comes, that's why I said, if you got the pain in that right knee, you better stand up. Amen. Stand up, get your healing. If not, we're going to reach our hands back to the camera because God's going to heal somebody in their right knee. And God's going to, now there goes the anointing right there. There goes the anointing right there, brother. In the name of Jesus, I release it right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. There it goes. Take it. Take it now. Take it now. In the name of Jesus, I release it. Now, there's two others. There's two others that have this same thing. That tightness is going away already. It's going away, isn't it? Yep. Move it around. Move it around. You'll see it's gone. Yep. It's gone, isn't it? And is it what I said? It's like when you get up in the morning, it feels tight. And you walk going, what is this? What is it? Raise your hands up there and just close your eyes. Also, the anointing, I don't know what it is, but it's going over the shoulder area. The healing power of God's flowing over your shoulders right now. In the neck, over the upper back area, shoulders area, that's what I see. In the name of Jesus, I release it now, Father. Glory to God. Now there it goes. There it goes right there. Take it. Take it, take it, take it. In the name of Jesus, I release it now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now here it comes again. Here it comes again. Glory. Everybody reach your hands out and say, take it now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Take it, take it, take it. That's the anointing, see. That's the anointing, see. Glory to God. Now that person that has the right knee, everybody reach your hands out to that camera. See, if one can put 1,000 to flight. The Lord just told me there's somebody here. Somebody here. Who's that? It's in that right knee. Is that you? Is that you? There's also somebody online, though, because I heard the Lord tell me to go ahead and reach out and do that. So you reach your hands out there, too, because God will heal you while you pray for him. I say him because I believe it's a him. Amen. Father, we release the anointing of God right now over that right knee. And Father, I speak to that healing right now. And I speak to that knee. And I say, in the name of Jesus, be completely healed now. In Jesus' name. And I release it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. We receive it as done. Now watch her because the anointing's fallen on her too. I release it over that knee in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. I speak to that right knee. Now you have pain in both knees. Most of it, that's why you didn't stand up. Most of it's in the left also, but it's in the right. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of God, the anointing of God. And there it goes right there. Take it now. Take it now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. Move your knee around. Did you have pain when you came? Move them both around because the Lord told me it's both. Is that right? And it's in the left and the right, but more in the left. Move it around. Move it around. Did you have pain when you came? You did. You don't now, do you? Move it around. Good. Take off running. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now, somebody's been having pains in their stomach area. In the stomach area. Is this too far down? Is that me? Is that what it is? Let me put it up here once. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But I'll be a priest this morning. Hallelujah. All right, is that better? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody's been having issues in their stomach, but it's not like in the gut area. It's in the side right here. They've been having sharp pains in that area. Who is that? It's a sharp, almost like a continual pain, just gnawing right there in that area. The healing power of God's here. Praise God. I'll tell you, he interrupted me right in the middle of the message. So if that's you, stand up. Stand up, that's you. It's right here in this area, right underneath the rib cage is what I heard. Right underneath the rib cage. Amen. If that's you, stand up. Now, that person's not online. That person's here. Praise God. Amen. And you shouldn't leave without it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Who is that? I can't get away from it. It's right here. It's on the left side. Feels like it's right up underneath the rib cage. Right here. Right here. And it's just like a gnawing, sharp pain. Hallelujah. Who is that? We'll wait on the Lord because I don't want to miss that opportunity. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Now, keep going with me here, but I'm going to give that person some more time because I know you're here. I know it in my spirit. And you guys know me. I don't do that too often, but I'm doing it today. Amen. Because I know you're here and you don't want to leave here without it. Hallelujah. But there's somebody, like I said, it's right up under the rib cage, right here. Sometimes the Lord will show me, just like he did, you know, with this sister here. It wasn't just one knee, it was both. Amen. But other times he just gives me a word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to wait on the Lord again. It's right here on the left side, up underneath the rib cage. That's why I said it wasn't the gut. It wasn't in the gut. It's right up under here. And it's just a pain. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Now look what it says here. I most certainly understand that God is not partial to anybody. How many know God wants to heal anybody? God wants to set anybody free. Amen. It's not about just doing it in church. Amen. Now look at this, because I'm not going to preach this morning because I've got some things rolling in my spirit. But I want you to see this. The word. Go down to verse 36. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all Judea, starting in Galilee, after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know how God anointed Jesus. What did he anoint? He anointed the word. Are y'all with me? It was the word that was preached out of Galilee. It was the word that came forth out of Nazareth. It was the word. You go to Luke chapter 4, you find this exact verse. Why? Because it backs up the fact that when Jesus stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he hath anointed me. Are y'all with me? In the Old Testament, God would anoint the utensils. He anointed the utensils in the temple. He anointed the tabernacle itself. He anointed everything that was used. Why? Because the things that were used was what God told them to use to be able to bring the glory into the house of God. So therefore, it was nothing more than an example of the things, the tools, the utensils being anointed because God said, anoint them. So it was the word. Are y'all with me? And then if you go on into Exodus and go through Exodus, then God says, now anoint what? The sacrifices with oil. Anoint them with oil. Why? Let the bread be anointed and mingled with oil, and let the cakes be mingled with oil, and let the animal be saturated and mingled with oil. Why? Because the anointing is coming on what God told them to sacrifice. It wasn't that it was an Old Testament anointing and a New Testament anointing. It's always been the same anointing. The same anointing comes upon the Word. When Jesus said in the New Testament, you know, that's the problem with the church today. In Matthew chapter 24, he tells everything that's going to happen. We're right in the midst of it. Are y'all with me? We're right in the midst of it. Wars and rumors of war. I mean, we're hearing right now that, you know, Obama is pretty much looking Putin in the face and saying, go ahead, start it. Are y'all with me? We're in the midst of something that could be very grave. But the point is, you know, these things are happening in Matthew chapter 24. But then in Matthew chapter 25, it tells us, the church, what? To be ready. By what? Filling ourselves with the anointing. Well, the anointing comes on what? The light. What is the light? The Word of God. So if the lamp is a light unto our pathway and a light unto our future, unto everything we do, the Word of God is that lamp. He's saying, get the Word of God anointed. It's one thing to speak the Word of God out of your mouth, but it's another thing to release and believe that the Word that's inside of you is anointed by the Holy Ghost that will go about doing good and casting out devils and letting people oppressed go free. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is the anointing hasn't changed. And then if you go into 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says the anointing of God is in us. We have this anointing. The anointing is inside of us. We're not waiting on the anointing to come down and be upon it, on the Word. We're now releasing the anointing that's inside of us. The rivers of God are flowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now somebody's having issues in their neck. And I'll tell you what it is. It feels like when you turn it a certain way, it clicks. And it feels like it just almost locks up. Who is that? Is that you? You look like you're having issues with your neck. You're a lot of pain right now. Raise your hands up there. The anointing God's here. And hallelujah. See, one thing I've learned, when the anointing comes on the word, you just need the word, praise God. You know, preachers that, you know, I've been around preachers, Pastor, you've seen it. You know, preachers that have the person's neck back almost to the floor before they finally let it go and then say they fell out in the power. It's not about us. Dear God, if it's about us, you know what the problem with that is? That means that the only guy that can really do this kind of thing is the preacher. When Jesus said, if you believe, you will go and you will cast out devils. You will heal the sick. You will do miracles. You will do signs and wonders if you believe. But I'll tell you what, sometimes we just need some persecution. We need some people to get us fed up and disgusted with religion. You know what's happening with the body of Christ today? It's an example of what's happening in politics. I'm speaking out of the Spirit right now, but I want you all to see that God's ministering to her. Are y'all with me? But see, in politics right now, we had the biggest crowds with Bernie Sanders. Are y'all with me? Who wants a 70-some-year-old socialist to be our president? Some do. But you know why they do? They do because they're fed up with the system.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? I mean, who wants Donald Trump to be president? But last night he had 21,000 people and 8,000 people outside. He's like a rock star. Why? Because the atmosphere is fed up with the traditional system that has deceived and lied and cheated for so long. So what's happening in the church? The same thing. We're tired of not having the anointing. We're fed up with playing church. We're tired of seeker-friendly churches rising up and just saying, be comfortable. No, it's time for the anointing begin to come upon the Word of God like we've never seen before. Whew, there it goes right there. There it is right there. Take that, hon. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Whew. I'll tell you, the anointing, see, it's already healed. Or move your neck around. It's already gone. Praise God. It's already gone. It's already gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, somebody near me has been having issues in their right hand. It's in the wrist area. And that's you too, isn't it? You have pain in you? No. Somebody right here in this area has been having issues with their wrist. And it has to do, I think it's the right one to tell you the truth, but I'm not real sure on. Is that you? Come here. Come up here. And thank you, Lord. Amen. Come up here, sir. Come up here. Raise your hands up there. And I want you to stand back like this. Just, no, in front of her, in front of her, and put your hands out there like that. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. See, the anointing's on the Word. The Word of God just came forth and gave a word that somebody has this wrist problem and this pain. I know that, Lord. The Lord just told me you're going to begin to feel almost like a heat come over your hand, almost like electricity come over your hand. That's the anointing right there. That's the anointing right there. Now, brother, I want you to release the Word in you. Whew. There goes the anointing right there. Release it. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There it goes right there. 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 Father, I release it with him in Jesus' name right now. There it goes. There it goes. Take it. Receive it now. Receive it now. See, I'll tell you, I'm going to read something to you, because what God is doing in this day, and I was going to go there, but I'm not going to go there, but in Acts chapter 4 is what God is doing in this day. Are y'all with me? Behold their threatenings. Behold, you know, church, we need to wake up and realize right now we have a situation of life and death right in front of us. Are y'all with me? Darkness and light right in front of us. Are y'all with me now? And there's a whole lot happening right now. And here's one of the things. In Acts chapter 4, it talks about how the children, it's gone, isn't it? It's gone, isn't it? Move it around. You don't have any more pain, do you? Raise your hands up there. Now get filled with the anointing. Whew. The presence of God. Where's much more of my helpers? Come here, come here, come here. You'll release that, brother. You can get some of that. It's good. Yeah, glory to God. Shh, touch her, touch her. Release that anointing. Put it right on her belly and release it. Shh. There it goes right there. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. In the name of Jesus, I release. That's it. Go ahead and play that, brother. Amen. Let the anointing of God begin to flow. You've also been having issues in your, something to do with women issues, but I don't know what it is, something, but God's doing something there too. You're too young for that. I release the anointing of God right now in Jesus' name. There goes. Release that now. Release that now. Take it. Receive it. I'm going to do something I saw myself doing. That's the anointing of God. Take it right now in Jesus' name. Raise your hands up there and just begin to worship the Lord. Somebody over in here is being healed in their shoulder. Who is that? It's not in the shoulder area, but it goes down into the arm. And at times it feels like it's in the muscle. Who is that right here? Is that you? You're just getting an overhaul. She seems to get it all, doesn't she? Hallelujah. Raise your hands up there. I just saw the pain starts at the shoulder, but it's not in the shoulder. It goes down into the muscle area in this area. Is that you? Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. The anointing of God's here. Is that you also? Stand up. And walk right out in the aisle because the power of God's going to come on you too. I'm not even going to touch you because same anointing that's coming on her is coming on you right now. In the name of Jesus. Now here it comes right now. Everybody reach your hands out and release that. In Jesus' name. Whew, there it goes. In the name of Jesus. Take it right now. Take it right now. The sister in the back, take it right now. There's the anointing. In Jesus' name, now. In the name of Jesus. Now here it comes. Move it around. In Jesus' name. Now I saw this. It's in the muscle area. And you've had that, but it also comes in the legs. Is that true? Does it come in the leg area?
No.
Pain in the muscles?
No.
Okay. Raise your hands. I thought I heard the Lord say your legs were also having pain.
It's hips.
Oh, it's in the hips. Okay. Well, that's what I was picking up on then. Whew. Now there goes the anointing of God in Jesus' name. I release it right now. In Jesus' name. There it goes. Take it now. In Jesus' name. Whew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Raise your hands up there and just worship Him. The anointing's here. See, this is what we've been believing for, and when it comes, sometimes we get shocked. This is what we should be flowing in all the time. Are y'all with me? The anointing of God. I had a scripture. Where did I put my Bible? I want you to see this because I believe this is what God is saying. Acts chapter 4 was quoting literally, and I'm not going to go there, but Acts chapter 4 was quoting from Psalms 2. And I want to read this to you from the Message Bible, Psalms chapter 2, because I believe this is where the church is right now. The church is seeing what's going on, and we've got to get so frustrated with this that we begin to cry out for God to bring His glory. Can you say amen? When the disciples said in Acts chapter 4, verse 18, and went on down to the end of the chapter, basically stating, Lord, look at the threatenings. I mean, you know, we got people threatening every area of our belief system. Are y'all with me? As a nation, can you say amen? And if the church will wake up and begin to say, behold the threatenings, God, we need your signs and wonders. We need your anointing. We need your glory. That's when it's going to come. But I want you to see this in the Amplified Bible. I'm going to read it, the Message Bible. It says this. It says, why the big noise amongst the nations? Is this not the question of the day? Why do mean plot peoples? Why do earthly leaders push for position? I mean, if that's not today, I don't know what is. Are y'all with me? Demagogues, now listen to this. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. I mean, we got more summit talks now than we have, you know, anything. Are y'all with me? We got G20, G12, G6, G, you name it. And they're all meeting to make decisions about us. Wake up, church. And then he says this. He says, the God deniers and the Messiah defiers. Wow. And then he says, heaven is enthroned and breaking out in laughter. But see, we've got all this happening right now. And this is the exact scripture that came to the disciples in Acts chapter 4. When they used this scripture, and I'm not going to go there, but when they used this scripture, saying to God, behold their threatenings. When they looked and saw the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the law, the system, the liars, the cheaters, all the stuff that's rising up against the anointed. If you look in context, it says that they're coming for the anointing. And you know what they said to him? They said, you will no longer preach. I heard one of the presidential candidates say this out of their own mouth. When I'm elected, I will make the church, the evangelicals and the religious, change their belief to comply to my policies. I'm telling you, church, we need to start saying, God, behold their threatenings. And we need to realize we're not down here, we're up there. We're seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities, far above all powers, sitting in heaven and laughing because we know, I don't care what you try to take from us, bless God, we, the body of Christ, are going to rise and shine with miracles and signs and wonders like we've never seen before. Because when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord's going to raise a standard. And we are that standard. Who's having problems in their chest right now? They've been having problems in their chest. It's a burning. You know what I'm doing tonight, this whole time, Pastor? The Lord told me when I was worshiping. I'm not praying for you unless God tells me to. But when I was sitting there, I was worshiping God. And the Lord said, the whole time you're here ministering, release the anointing of God over my man. That's what he told me. So right now, while I'm ministering to you, you know what I'm doing? I'm ministering to your pastor. I'm ministering to my pastor. Are y'all with me? And the Lord told me to do that. He said, the whole week, I don't care if you preach. I don't care if you teach. I don't care if you pray for the sick. Whatever I tell you to do, you do it. But all the time, continue to release. I never heard the Lord say that. Release the anointing over Pastor Jim. That's what I'm doing right now. Amen. So you guys come in agreement with me on that. You come in agreement with me on that. Because that's what I heard the Lord say. He said, don't pray unless I tell you. Just release the anointing. When you walk by, release the anointing. When you're preaching in the pulpit, release the anointing. When you're out ministering to the sick, continue releasing the anointing to this man of God. That's what the Lord told me. Are y'all with me? And I'll tell you, I only had it happen one other time. I was in a meeting and I was sitting in the back. I wasn't even ready to preach, never been in the church before. And I was sitting there and all of a sudden the Lord said to me, he said, meditate on my glory. I said, Lord, what do you mean meditate on your glory? He said, where is the glory? I said, it's inside me. He said, then I want you to meditate on my glory. And so I closed myself out. It was a new church. Church wasn't started yet, and I was sitting in the back waiting on the pastor to come, and I just started looking inside myself. And as I started looking inside of myself, I started seeing a cloud of God's glory inside of me. And when I began to see that, I felt the anointing come on me, and I felt the tangible power of God come on me. And I'm sitting there, and the power of God's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the Lord said, now I have you where I want you. And about that time, the pastor walked up to me and she said, please come forward. I need you to pray right now. I walked forward and there was a man that was over, I would say he was in his 80s. He had been released literally from his house to come to this meeting. But he had stones that were in the urine track. And basically, he was in so much pain he couldn't even hardly stand being there. I walked up to him and the anointing was already there, see? The power was already there, made available, praise God. And I went to pray for him. When I did, the power of God hit him and he fell out in the power. He jumped back up and he didn't jump back up. He stood back up. And while he was standing back up, he was screaming in pain. And the Lord said, stand him up and hit him right in the stomach. And I said, Lord, look at him. I don't want to do that. The Lord said, do it. And so I stood him up and I hit him right in the stomach. He fell out in the power again. When he was going down, he was screaming in pain. Laying on the floor, he laid there for a while. I thought, man, I don't know now, you know. And about that time, he jumped up and started taking off running. He was healed completely, praise God. And he stayed the whole way through the meeting. He was leaving for the hospital. Hallelujah. The anointing of God's here today. The glory of the Lord is inside of us, see. I heard a preacher say the other day, it ministered to me, because I've always said, you know, in Job chapter 36, I believe it's verse 54, I'm not sure, but it basically says this. It says that we cause the rain to come down. And I was at a church the other day, and the pastor said he had a friend of his that was praying and saying, God, send the rain, send the rain, send the rain. And he asked the Lord, I want to see your rain. I want to see the rain. And the Lord spoke to him in his prayer and said, I don't have rain to fall down. And he's like, well, Lord, the rain comes down. And the Lord said, rain does not come down. And so he's like, I don't get it, Lord. And so he kind of just forgot about it. Started praying, send the rain, send the rain, send the rain. Like us, you know, a lot of us, we're always waiting on something to come. And so all of a sudden God interrupted him again. And he said, I don't have rain fall from heaven. And he said, I don't get it. And so he literally left, not even asking God what it was, but he felt to go and look up in the Wikipedia, what is rain? And it says, rain rises. Well, that's what it's talking about in Job chapter 34. But I thought it was cool that God showed him the way he did. And then he said it this way. He said, if you want God to touch you this morning, we need to start letting the rain rise to God, because it's going to create the atmosphere for God's presence. But it's got to come from us. The expectancy's got to come from us. Come on, somebody, y'all with me now. The expectancy has to come from within. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's been having migraine headaches. Who's that? It's migraines. And to tell you the truth, I felt like it was online. But if there's somebody here that's been having migraine headaches, raise your hand. Is that you? Stand up, both of you. Stand up back here. Stand up back here. Come over here. Come over here. And we're going to also release the anointing. Every one of you, put your hands out to the camera, because I believe somebody also has been having these migraine headaches. And the Lord showed me it was in there also. So if you're listening online right now and you have a migraine headache, I'll tell you right now, the power of God's here. The power of God, the same power of God that's going to heal this sister and heal this sister, is right now releasing to you. So you just raise your hands up and receive, and we'll speak to these migraine headaches. There's the power of God right there in the name of Jesus. Migraines come from many sources. Sometimes it's a physical sort of illness. Other times it comes from oppression or depression. And other times it's a demonic influence. When I walked up to you, I heard the Lord say some things to me. I want you to raise your hands up there and close your eyes. I heard this word, your past won't last. Your past won't last. And when I heard that, the Lord told me, he said, the past always comes back to haunt you. And because of that past, it's the one that's causing you to go into panic attacks. And these panic attacks come where you almost have to just get away, and it causes great headaches and great migraines. But it's all because of your past. And the Lord told me to tell you, your past won't last. See, when we're delivered from our past, then it can't last. Are y'all with me? It might try to show up every now and then, but it can't last. It can't stay. And that's what I heard the Lord say, sister. It can't last. Well, you know, a curse, when it's causeless, it has no place, has no power, has no ability to manifest. And so right now, we've already seen that this is caught from the past. So if that's true, then we got our answer, because your past won't last, praise God. Now there's the anointing of God right there. I speak right now in the name of Jesus to these panic attacks and to these fears that comes on you from your past. In Jesus' name, I speak the healing power of God flowing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. See, she's crying because she's bearing witness with the Spirit of God. She's hearing what God's saying. Well, if you hear what God says, guess what happens? The Word gets anointed. And if the Word gets anointed, guess what happens? The Word heals the oppressed and sets free the captive. Now, there goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. In the name of Jesus, no more, no more, no more. There it goes right there. Take it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to you right now and command you by the authority of God to be broken off of her life. In Jesus' name. There it goes, sister. That's the power of God right there. Take it now, take it now, take it now, in Jesus' name. Be free now in the name of Jesus. There it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. There's a special anointing. Come up here, come up here, come up here. Yeah, come up here. Put your arms around her and just release the life of God. There's an anointing flowing right now that's releasing, it's breaking that control. That's what I kept seeing the Lord. You keep falling into situations where you're controlled and manipulated, and God says it's time for you to take your place, step into your grace, and run your race. Raise your hands up there. These migraines got to go in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that this, now this migraine's different. This is caused from a physical thing. It's something that's, it has to do with a nerve. Has to do with, I believe it's with the backs and the, what do you call it? The not the sciatic, but it's higher than that. It's not the lower back. It's the higher part. And it's causing that nerve to be stretched and hurt, and that's what's causing these headaches. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say source. I'm going to do that, Lord. Sit down on this chair right here. Sit down on this chair and reach your legs out here like this. I don't know if I can move this out a little bit there, and just reach your legs out here in the name of Jesus. Does anybody see that? The difference? And then there it goes right there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We release it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now jump up. Did you see that? It jumped out. I didn't even pray and it jumped out. Stand over here again. Now raise your hands straight up in the air. Now, Father, I speak to these resulting injuries. That's what I heard the Lord say. The results of injuries throughout the shoulder, the neck area, and the back. That's causing these migraines, because you never had migraines before it. They started after that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak healing over you. And I, there it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. There goes the anointing. Take it now in Jesus' name. Headaches, go. Now, move that shoulder around. Move it around like that. You couldn't do that before. You couldn't do that before. Move it around good, because it's gone. Praise God. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's released, isn't it?
Yeah, I did not.
You couldn't do that. I saw you doing that.
I mean, it's been this way for months, and the Lord sent me back to the chiro, but he told me the chiro was not going to be able to fix your shoulder. I will.
She praise God, we just did. Hallelujah. She said that she's been like this for months, and she was sent back to the chiropractor, but the Lord told her, the chiro's not going to heal you. I will. Amen. Well, it's done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's done. It's done. Amen. Come up here, sweetie. What, you've been having migraines and headaches? Not migraines, just headaches. Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. Isn't she beautiful? Hallelujah. Hey, you're back there smiling like a big old papa. He's proud of her, isn't he? Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's awesome being here as long as I've been here, because I've seen her when she was this tall. I remember when she did her first lemonade stand. Are y'all with me? And the word of the Lord that came over that she was going to be an entrepreneur, a business lady, a woman that's you know, going to be used of God and different things. Your other daughter was same word. Same word. Now there's the power of God right there. I release healing, Father, in Jesus' name. There goes, there goes. And I'm going to do something I saw myself doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's healing in the winds of God. Amen. There's healings in the anointing. Jesus blew upon his disciples and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't blow on everybody. I got friends of mine who go around blowing on everybody. You don't blow on everybody. Just like you don't grow everybody's leg unless God tells you to. Amen. And that's what I saw. Did anybody see that? She sat down here, and before I even prayed, it went like this. Jumped out, didn't it? It jumped out. Stand over here and raise your hands up. Also headaches. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, this goes back to you know. You know, I know, so God knows. Praise God. So, Father, I agree with her right now in the name of Jesus that all these things that have come against her body in the past no longer have place to dwell, but that the healing power of God flows now. And we send back every bit of problem, that every bit of chemical imbalance that has come to this body. In the name of Jesus, we send you back to hell. You don't belong to her in Jesus' name. We speak healing now. There goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. In the name of Jesus, I release it. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, I release it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. There goes. It's yours. It's yours. Gail, stand up here because I've got a word for you. Stand right behind her. Move your neck around. I don't know why, but I heard you say, the Lord saying, move your neck around. It's not in your neck, but I heard him say, do that. Do it. There's a reason for it. I don't know why, but it's done in Jesus' name. Raise your hands up, Gail, and receive. I heard the Lord say, attack after attack after attack. The enemy has tried. But the Lord said, I have also tried. I have tried him, and I have beaten him, and I have defeated him. And every attack that has been coming against you today has been established in the court of law, that the trial has been finished, and I am now declaring the victory over those things that have been easily trying to beset you and stumble and fall. Now, in Jesus' name, God said, now, in Jesus' name, a new awareness of greatness is coming forth out of you, and prosperity is about to break forth, because the attacks have been against you in that area and against your body, and they have no place, they have no grace, and they have no more race. Because, yeah, there it goes right there. Take it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what she pushed. That's what I was doing. Amen. Now here comes, here comes, here comes, here comes. Take that. Take that. Words that are spoken are powerful, and they come to rob, kill, and destroy. or they also come to give life. The Lord said, the words that have been spoken against you will not prosper. The words that have been spoken out of your mouth have already consumed the words against you. And there's something that has been held back, that has been placed on the side, that's about to break forth. And it has to do with abundance. Glory to God. There it is. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. There's two women here that have found nodules. They're not lumps. They're like nodules. They're like, what are they called? That's it. Fibroids. Like little fibrocystic. And I don't know what that is. But there's two that has these in their breast area. They're being healed. Take it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and drink that. It's good. Somebody say hallelujah. Who's those two women? They've been having like, it's just little tiny, little growths, little in their breast area. Who is that? Two of you. Is it little? Yeah, like little, it's not tumors. That's what the Lord told me. They're like little nodules. There's two women that's been having that. But see, you don't have to have them, praise God. Amen. You don't have to have them. Amen. Raise your hands up there. Denise, come up here with me. I always have my wife with me, and she's always, lay your hands on her right now, and just, whew, there's the anointing. You also come up here. Now yours is the same, but it's also a lump. And how big is it? It's big. I knew that in my spirit when I heard it's not the same, but it's a lump. Can you feel it? You can? Raise your hands up there and close your eyes and just receive. That thing's going to disappear right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, it's disappearing right now in Jesus' name. Now all these fibrocystic nodules, go! Now! In Jesus' name. Now here's the anointing. That lump's going in Jesus' name. I'm not even praying for you for it to go because it's already going. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is. There's the anointing, see. Take the anointing now. Take the anointing now. Take the anointing now. Take the anointing now. I release it in the name of Jesus. Shoo, glory to God, glory to God. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. There goes, there goes. You say it was big? Go back to the bathroom. Come back and tell me. Go ahead. Go back there and then come back and tell me. Because the anointing, God's healed you. Praise God. Now, I gave a word about the right knee. And the Lord told me there were at least three people that have issues with their left knee in the church tonight. So if that's you and you have problems, issues with that left knee, stand up. I saw three is what I saw. One, two, and then there's three. Amen. Come up here, all three of you. Come up here. The anointing God's flowing. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's four? There's three. Come up here. Hallelujah. And it's the left one, right? It's the left one. See, I thought that's strange that nobody came up on the right one. But then the Lord told me that. You also, come over here. You got both of them. So you stand over here. God's going to heal both of your knees. Amen. Not just one. You got pain in both, don't you? You have both also. Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. And then, glory to God. Now there's the anointing, see. There's the anointing. I release it now in the name of Jesus. There it goes. Take it. Take it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I release both knees from pain. Now. Now there's the anointing. There's the anointing, Pastor. There's the anointing, Lou. There it is. in the name of Jesus. A complete restoration, Lord. That's what the Lord told me, restoration, because it's like bone on bone, and it's causing injuries of the past to begin to manifest. But we don't believe it. We don't believe it. In Jesus' name. Yeah. There it goes right there. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, there. And the whole stomach area be restored now. Somebody say hallelujah. Now there goes again. There's the anointing again. Glory to God. Yeah, now, all inflammation going. Yeah, go ahead, run, do something, walk around, jump. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. Now this in the mafre benan yasuto. It's the left knee. Yeah, that derives from other things. You never had problems with your knees, but that one always because of something else is causing it. And it's in the hip areas and different things that the enemy's attacked you in. And where'd Pastor go running? How you feel? Praise God. Amen. Come up here, Pastor. Come up here. I like, you know, one thing I found, when God touches you, heals you, you have great faith to see others healed. This is a healing service today. God's doing miracles this morning. Amen. Where's that sister that just got up off the floor? Jump up and down. You had pain, didn't you? No more pain? Praise God. Amen. Now there goes right there. Take it now in Jesus' name. Watch both of them. We'll need another usher up here because the power of God's falling on them, on them both. The anointing. Woo! Glory to God. There goes. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Go ahead and laugh. She's laughing. Laugh with her. Woo! Glory to God. Now, both of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There goes. Woo! Glory to God. Raise your hands up there. Let Pastor minister to her. Raise your hands up there. Hallelujah. Father, I speak to this left knee in the name of Jesus. Michelle, come up here with me and lay your hands on that left knee. And God's doing something also in you, Michelle. There's been an imbalance. And it's hormonal, it's different things, but it's been an imbalance and a lot of confusion, a lot of things have been entering. The devil's lying to you. The devil's telling you some of the same things that's happened to your mother's is a curse, it's come down. But that's not true. It's not true. We know that. We know that's not true. But I'm speaking over you because the Lord said He's doing a work in both of you. Amen. And the same anointing that's flowing through you right now and healing this knee is also causing this imbalanced system. Wow, there's the anointing. See, the anointing is on the Word, and the Word's being released right now. Yeah, there goes right there. There goes right there. Take it, both of you. In the name of Jesus, I release over her knee and I release over her system. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Every bit of her nervous system, every bit of her hormonal system is completely restored into what God has created it to be. In the name of Jesus. And I release it now. And that same battle that she is getting healed from, you're getting healed from. And that fear that comes in the name of Jesus has to go because of what it knows. It knows there's power.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. And I release, there goes. Whew. There goes right now. Loosed now. There goes. Take it. You also take it in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. Now both of you, that's what I felt, both of you. Just put your hands there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Raise your hands up there and worship Him. I've never had this word before, but it's kind of hard to give because it's kind of strange. But there's somebody here that's been having problems with their bowel movement. And I mean, going at times weeks and even months. Well, the Lord told me there's healing for you today. Amen. And don't be ashamed. That's a strange word, you know, strange word. I didn't want to give it because it's so strange and it can be embarrassing. But don't be embarrassed, because if the word of the Lord come forth, it's so that the anointing can come on it. And if the anointing comes on it, then you're healed. Praise God. Whew. Who is that? Who is that been having issues? And it has to do with their bowel movements. And they've been having issues with that. Who is that? Don't leave here without it. Receive your healing. The Lord told me you go sometimes, you know, weeks and even a month where you don't go. But that's not healthy. Amen. Who is that? I heard that word when I was walking over here. Hallelujah. And maybe you've had that and it comes and goes. You know, where you're fine for a while, but then it comes and goes and comes back. If that's you, raise your hand up. Amen. Raise your hand up. Amen. I'm not going to quit on that one because I know it's God. Amen. He interrupted me right in my train of thought. Somebody has that, and it has to do with your bowel movements. Because I fought to give it. That's a strange word. I fought to give it. But if that's you, don't leave here with it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. The anointing's still flowing. God's doing miracles here. Somebody's been having issues also with their hearing. I believe it's in the right side, but it's almost as not hearing, but it's like something comes over you and feels like your ear taps up. Just kind of gets quiet. Almost feel like if you yawn, it would open it up. Who's that? Is that you? And you also? Look at these two. They got their face out there. Praise God. Amen. Whew. I'll tell you, the anointing's strong. Praise God. Raise your hands up. The anointing's already coming all over you. And I heard the Lord, I'm going to pray with you secondly. But I heard the Lord, there's the anointing right there. Take it. There's the anointing right there. Take it. Yeah, I heard the Lord say that this is something in the family too. And it goes to something even worse than just a tapping of the ears. It goes to deafness. And the Lord told me, not in your case. Praise God. Everybody say, not in my case. Hallelujah. Not in my case. Praise God. No, I don't have the curse of my family. Can you say amen? Look the person beside you. Say, curse of my family don't belong to me. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? Somebody in your family died of cancer don't mean you will. Now I'm going to release it right now in the name of Jesus. Take that right there in Jesus' name. Now. Open! That's the power of God right there. That's the power of God. Take it in the name of Jesus. Where's that lady that went to the bathroom? Come up here. Did you go see it? And it is what? It's gone, isn't it? How big was it? It was big, like the size of a lemon. Mm-hmm. It's gone. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Did you see that? I like children to see that. Amen. Her daughter sitting there, I asked her daughter if she saw that, because when your children see the power of God, they'll never be the same. Amen. They'll never be the same. Hallelujah. You got it. It's yours. It's yours. Now raise your hands up there. Yours is the right ear, right? And it feels like it's not deafness. It has nothing to do with not hearing. It just feels like at times when you go up in the mountains and your ear stops up. Is that right? Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. The anointing of God's flowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whew. See, the key that's happening here this morning is the words being anointed. You see the difference? When a word of the Lord comes, the word becomes anointed. Whew. Now there's the power of God right there in Jesus' name. Husband, stand up here. Come up here. Put your hand right on her ear, her left ear. It's hard to figure that one out. I always do the same thing, put it on the wrong one. Whew. Now there's the anointing of God right there. There's the anointing of God right there. Father, I release it. Whew. There it is. 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 The word is anointed. The word is anointed. The word is anointed. Whew. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who's that person still having issues with their bowel movements? I'll tell you, don't. Who is it? Who? Hallelujah. Release it now in Jesus' name. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there's a sweet presence of God here today. And you know the difference when there's an anointing upon me, it's different. But when the word just starts getting anointed, it's just a sweet presence. All you have to do is receive the word of the Lord, and then the anointing comes on it. Amen. There's a place there. Somebody's being healed right now. It's the lower back, and I prayed for you, so it's not you. I believe you're healed. But somebody's being healed in their lower back, but it goes down into the hip area. And it's mainly in this area right here, just like in this area, the torso area. Who's that? Who's that? Stand up, that's you. Is that you? I'll tell you what, run down here. You're healed already. Praise God. She's healed already. She had her knees messed up and healed. Hallelujah. Look at her. Look at her. Hallelujah. Now raise your hands up as you come. Somebody get behind her quickly, because the power of God's falling on her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody go, ha, 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 devil. I'll tell you, we got the power of God inside of us. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Who's got pain in their body right now? You got pain in their body. You're sitting here with pain right now. If that's you, raise your hands up. Sitting there with pain in your body right now. You do, Michelle? What is it? In the neck area? Stand up here. Where's the sisters? Come up here that got healed of your neck. In your shoulder? Come up here. Your neck, move it around. Doesn't hurt anymore, does it? Put your hands right on her neck. And release the anointing of God. Watch them both, because who knows, they might both fall out. Praise God. Whew, there it goes right there in the name of Jesus. I release this neck in Jesus' name and command freedom of reign right now. Mobility be in Jesus' name. There it goes right there. 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 There's the anointing. Somebody watch her, because she's falling in it too. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now move that neck around. Move it around, Michelle. Move around. Good, 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 good. That's it. That's it. Move it up and down, because that's where you have it. Like this. It's released. That's what I heard the Lord say, released. You feel it? Move it around, good, 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 good. You'll see it's released. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody just begin to worship the Lord with me. I believe God has some more miracles here this morning. And thank you, Lord. Now, I never had this word before in my life. Discoloration of skin. I've never had that word. It could be eczema. Could be something like that. But I saw that in my spirit. A discoloration. Is that you? Stand up right there in the aisle where you're at. And just raise your hands up there. I don't see the words being anointed, not me. The anointing, there it is right there. Now this discoloration of skin, I don't know what that means, but the Lord does. In Jesus' name, begin to heal from the inside out. Right now. There it goes right there. Take the anointing. There it is. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Everybody point at her and say, take it now. Whew, glory. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Take it. Take it. Take it. That's the anointing, see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Everybody sing this. The earth. Hallelujah. Your glory. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Walk up here, walk up here. Power of God's all over you right now. You're being healed. I don't know what it is. You got pain in your body. All over. Yeah, I do know that, Lord. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And I heard the Lord say, Elijah was already raised from the dead, already healed. He died, but he raised from the dead. But when he came out, he had to get out of the grave clothes. These pains are symptoms that are lying of what the devil is saying he has you in. No, this is not going to prevail in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says that he attacks the leaders. And you're a leader. And the devil would like to attack you, but he's not gonna in Jesus' name. I speak to this blood system. I speak to this body. And I command everything that's foreign in this body to be consumed and healed in Jesus' name. You have no place in this body. This is not just another case that's going to go through church. Uh-uh. No place in this body. The spirit of death has no place. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you now and I command you to be healed now in the name of Jesus. Every muscle in your body, every joint in your body, everything because of this foreign entity that has come against your body has no place. And I speak healing right now. Drugs cannot and will not heal. The power of God is flowing through you right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There it is. There it is. Take it now. 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 Come up here. Come up here with me. Come up here with me. Lay your hands on her because the anointing's on you. The anointing's on you. The words come forth. The words come forth. The words come forth. No more. No more. No more. Take it. I'm going to do what I saw myself in the Spirit doing. I want you to receive this by the Spirit of God. Put your hand right here. In the name of Jesus, I release your healing anointing. And I say, go! From this body. Now put your hand back there. And now just release the anointing of God. The Lord said, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it now. Take it now. That's the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Keep praying for her. Keep praying. Releasing that anointing. You're not praying. You're releasing the anointing, see? I'm the only, Pastor Jim is probably the only person I've ever really heard teach this. And I've believed it for years, that most of what we do in healing lines is a waste of time. Because we're bringing people up forward to basically ask them what they have a problem with. Are y'all with me? And so we get them, you know, I have cancer. I have this disease. We get them to confess their disease. And then we want to lay hands on them, get them healed. But really, you're not coming up to get your healing. You're coming up to receive the anointing. Are y'all with me now? There's three other people that's been having issues in their neck area. And I prayed for you, but there's three others that have been having issues in their neck. Stand up, that's you. I saw three. It's in the neck and the shoulder area. The power of God's here to heal you. I saw three, and I prayed for two, but I still think there's three more in all reality. Is that you too? Praise God, you're just getting an overhaul tonight. Amen this morning. She's just getting an overhaul this morning. And there's one other. Did I pray for you? I prayed for it. Not for the neck area. Stand right where you're at. And then there's another. Where's the other one? There's another one right here. Raise your hands up right now and just close your eyes and just receive. Whew. My God, there's the power of God. You're healed in Jesus' name. Don't you believe the report of anything than the Lord's. You also with the neck. Raise your hands up, all of you. Raise your hands up and just release. If you're standing beside the person, I want you to put your hands on them right now. Just put your hands on them right now. Go ahead, Pastor, put your hands on them. Amen. We're going to release the power of God over the sister. Somebody put your hands on her. Reach back here and put your hands on her too. Oh, her husband has his hands on her. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak to every neck, every joint, every vertebrae and shoulder in Jesus' name. And I speak healing now. In Jesus' name, be free, be healed, and loosed in the name of Jesus. Now there's the power of God. Sister back there in the back, move your neck around. Just like you moved your knees around, move it around. Move around. Brother, move your neck around. Move it around. Good, 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 good. Good, 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 good. This sister in the red, move your neck around. Move it around. Good. That's it. It's gone, isn't it? It's gone, isn't it? Move it around. It's gone, isn't it? It's gone, isn't it? Hallelujah. You don't feel any more pain, do you? It got good. Hallelujah. Sister, move your neck around. Move your neck around. That's it. That's it. Move it around. Good. Look at that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I release him in Jesus' name. Every bit of go in Jesus' name. Jesus didn't pray for the blind man two times, but he did release the anointing the second time. And so I release the anointing. Glory to God. There it is. 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 Now move it around. Move it around. Good. Good, 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 good. Good, good, good. Move it around, brother. Move it around. Look here. Look here. You're trying to get back to the system too quick. Come here. Look around here. Move it around. Move it around. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and sing it again, brother. Sing it. Your glory oweth your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I walked up here, the Lord gave me another word of knowledge, which is really strange. I, again, don't think I ever gave it. But somebody in their big toe, they've been having issues with their big toe. And I heard that. Well, the Lord has, you know, he's just as much, you know, big toe in pain. It's no different than anything else. But it's in the big toe. And pain in it. It's like a, is that you? Raise your hands up right there where you're at and take it, praise God. Amen. How many know you don't have to have pain in your big toe? Hallelujah. Or in your feet at all. Amen. Praise God. There it is. In the name of Jesus. This sister right here, do me a favor. Go back and touch her feet. Just lay your hands on her feet. Amen. The anointing God's flowing. Hallelujah. And that's what I heard, big toe. And somebody's been having palpitations in their heart. I've been getting that word often. The enemy's attacking Christians in their heart. But it's not a heart issue, but it's a palpitations, almost like a, it almost brings at times almost like a panic attack. Who's that? It's a palpitations. Amen. You also? That's why I got it. Amen. Well, just while you're releasing the anointing on her feet, just release that same anointing right now over her heart and these panic attacks in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Put your hand right on her heart and just release the anointing. And you, sister, raise your hands up and receive. We release it with you in Jesus' name. And we command the heart to be restored. Right now, all palpitations to stop. In Jesus' name. Now, there's the anointing right there. There's the anointing right there. In Jesus' name, I release it now. I release it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I'm getting so many words, you know, if I haven't prayed for you, we're going to pray for everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I still get this word very strong in my spirit. Somebody's been having like just a pain, a cramp right here up underneath your rib cage. And I keep getting the word. I got to go back to it. You know, I know that, Lord. I know. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, the Lord just told me, he said the same person that has that pain is the same person that's been having problems with their bowel movements. That's what I just heard. So it's the same person. Amen. Amen. Stand out in the middle of the aisle there if you would. 93. Amen. I don't know your names. I'll call you 93. Raise your hands up there. Don't be ashamed of that. See, a lot of times it's diet. Sometimes it's things with our body that's not hormonally balanced. Things are messed up. And causes us not to be able to, be fluent like that. But we know the Word of God has been sent, see. He sends His Word and heals us, praise God. He sends His Word and heals us. And that pain is all reacting. It's a symptom of the deeper problem. And now just close your eyes and receive. Here comes the anointing of God. I speak to the lower intestines of this body. And I speak that they be completely freed up now and complete healing flow now. And Father, everything that's been backed up from the past in Jesus' name is now being healed. And with that, the pain that comes, excruciating pain underneath the rib cage. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing now. There's the power of God right there. There's the power of God right there. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. I release it from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And I thank you for the resurrection power of God flowing unto her now. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. In Jesus' name. Be completely healed. There it is. There it is. There it is. I heard the Lord say, take a deep breath. That's it right there. And do it again. Come up here with me. Come up here with me. Put your hands right on her, both sides, and just release that. See, she's crying because the anointing's on her. The anointing's flowing to her right now. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath and breathe out. I don't know why the Lord would tell me to do that when it has to do with this, but He said do that. Take a deep breath and breathe out and do it again. Whew. Now there it goes right there. Take it, take it. That's the anointing. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a man here that's been having problems. I'm just getting some strange words this morning, but having problems with an enlarged prostate. And they have this issue. It goes away, but then it comes back. If that's you, stand up. I want to pray for you. Amen. That's nothing to be ashamed of either. You know, I give these words like that. I don't know if I'd stand up either. But stand up at you. Amen. It's just, you know, it's something in the family is what it is. And it's a large, it's, if that's you, you don't have to stand up. Just raise your hands. And the person, I know who it is because he won't stand up, but we release the healing power of God in Jesus' name over this individual right now. And we say in the name of Jesus, prostate, be completely healed. We say enlargement, you will not enlarge any longer, you will go down. And I speak healing to his body right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. We receive it as done because your word came forth. He receives it as done because I saw his faith. In Jesus' name, so be it, Father. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Raise your hands up there and just worship him. And Father, we send the anointing again to Pastor Jim. We release that anointing as an atmospheric presence that just continues to set on him like the fires of God in Acts chapter 2 set upon every believer. We say the anointing is sitting on him right now. And we say from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, we come in agreement with him that he has a new heart. And we celebrate the victory. And we celebrate the victory with him. And we thank you for it, Father. And the anointing flows. And the anointing flows. And the anointing flows. And the anointing flows into him now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. And everybody says, somebody's being healed in their elbow. Who's that? It's pain in that elbow. And it's an old injury. Old injury. I heard that. Old injury. And when I heard it from the Lord said old with emphasis. So it's an old injury. Are y'all with me? And if that's you, I want you to raise your hand. The power of God's here to heal you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that before we turn the service over? Is that you again? Bless your heart. Just stand up again. Praise God. She's just getting an overhaul. She got healed of her knees. She came expecting, my sister just said. Amen. That's right. You came expecting, didn't you? I'll tell you what, walk down here because I have a word for you. I heard the Lord say this same expectancy that you have for healing is the same expectancy that you got to have for your family. The Lord said, I'm already beginning to work in the dark situations of this family. I heard God say that the darkness of addictions and fears have been broken off of your family members and that they will not stand any longer in that darkness, but God's going to shine light unto them. I kept saying him, him. When I said them, the Lord repeated me, him, unto him. So there's freedom coming, says the Lord. Freedom coming to you in this area for healing. But more than that, the Lord said there's freedom coming to your house. Him, he will be set free. And victory will be celebrated from the housetops. And the victory is mine, says the Lord. Ha, there's the glory of God again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah. Now I forgot what I brought her up here for. Oh, the elbow. You're healed, praise God. Amen. I got one more thing I got to give because I was getting ready to leave and the Lord stopped me. In your finger, your pointing finger, right in the tip of that finger, it's been paining you. And what's so strange is my wife's been having that happen lately. So it might be you, honey. The power of God's here to heal you. Praise God. But I believe there's somebody here. But from this knuckle up, it's just a strange pain that's been there. And if that's you, stand up. Because you don't have to have it. Amen. Is that you? Walk out in the aisle. And I know that, Lord. The Lord told me also your pinky. The Lord told me also your pinky. Is that true? Has to do with, it's not in your pinky? That's what I felt. He just told me. It has to do with your pinky. But it's in this finger. Put your hand out like this. And just close your eyes and just receive. Whew. Now there's the power of God right there. Hallelujah. There's the anointing. Take it now in Jesus' name. Now I'm not even going to come back here because the anointing's already on you. In the name of Jesus, we release it now. In Jesus' name. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now move that finger around. Did you come with pain? Come up here once. You came with pain, didn't you? Move around. Do you don't have pain in your other fingers? I kept seeing something about this area. You have no pain in that area? No. Put your finger out here. Does that hurt anymore? It's gone, isn't it? Raise your hands up there. God wants to use you. You have a heart for people and for people to be, even in the area of healing and touch and compassion. The Lord wants to use you in that area, not only in the spiritual side of healing the sick, but in the natural side. That's what I heard the Lord say. He says he'll bless you in your studies. He'll bless you in everything you put your mind to. But you can do it, says the Lord. And there's an anointing on you to do it. And there's, there it goes right there in Jesus' name. I release, Father God, even the skills and the compassion and the passion that you put inside of her. There it goes right there in Jesus' name. Take it. Take it. Go ahead and take it. Do we have a nurse here? I don't know why, but I saw this. Do we have a nurse? Anybody work in nursing? You do? Come up here. And you do too? Come up here. I don't know why, but I saw something. Lay your hands on her. Lay your hands on her. You too, lay your hands on her. There's something happening here. I don't know why, by the Spirit of God, I saw it. Whew. There it is right there in Jesus' name. Watch all three of them. Watch them. The anointing of God's coming on these nurses. Yeah. There's something happening here. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn around here, sister. Raise your hands up there. You've dedicated your life to this. But lately you've been putting your hands to something else and believing God to prosper it. And the Lord said, I'm going to prosper everything you put your hands to because of your faithfulness and because of your faith. God says, I have already blessed it. I have already blessed it. In Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Bless her hands, Lord. Bless her hands. Bless her hands. And I release it now. Whew. Glory to God. There it is. Take it now. The anointing of God is flowing through you and to you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to do something to give God glory. If you got healed this morning, stand up. Pain's left your body. You got an immediate healing. Stand up. Look around. Look around, everybody. Look around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got healed. There were several things, but the shoulder and the neck, all gone. And you couldn't turn your neck. Praise God. And how about you? Increased range of motion in your neck and your knees. And that's when your leg jumped out. I mean, that thing jumped out, I'm telling you. Just keep standing, keep standing. What did God do? Left ankle. Left knee. You can't hear out that ear.
I can hear.
Well, you're going to get it before the week's over. And you had your knees. Did you see Pastor take off?
Yes.
Hallelujah. How about you? In your feet. Did you look? And it's different. It's a lighter change in the skin coloration. Praise God. It's done in Jesus' name. And what happened? Your wrist, no more pain, right? And how about you, sister? In your shoulder, God has a calling on your life. You have a prophetic gifting in your life. You used to be used of God in the past. And the Lord said, things that He's done in the past, He's going to bring to the now. And He's going to restore and bring restoration to the ministries and things that God's done through you. There's things inside of you. What God do? You had the pain. Okay. Praise God. It's done in Jesus' name. Back in the back, you got all kinds of things. Shoulder, your knees, and your lower back, all gone. Thank you, Jesus. How about you, sister?
Arm,
you had pain in your shoulder, right? Oh, that's right. That's the one that was down in the muscle. And that pain's going. And in your neck, praise God. How about you? Oh, there's more. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And how about you, huh? Oh, the migraines. That's right. I prayed for that. Amen. Your past won't last. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to turn it to Pastor. Y'all come out tonight. Amen. We're going to believe God that things will just increase. That's how it works. The more expectation, the more the river goes higher. And I mean, all we did this morning was just get out and play in it a little bit. Amen. But thank God. Look at all the miracles God did. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Now let's take that to the world. Amen. Let's take that to people that need it. Bring people. I used to tell people, if you bring somebody in the past, I remember I'd get up and I'd say, if you bring somebody, your faith will make them heal. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So go bring somebody. You know somebody has cancer, bring them. Amen. You know somebody's got pain in their body, bring them. Somebody that's tormented by devils, bring them, praise God. And your faith will make them whole. It's not my faith, it's yours. Because you're going out and bringing them to Jesus. Are y'all with me? It's like the guys that, you know, went up on the roof and just put a hole in the roof just to get to Jesus. That's what you need to do, amen? And bring them, praise God. Whether they're on stretchers or what, doesn't matter. I still see the day, Pastor, where we're going to see stretchers out the door, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But it's not going to be the preacher bringing the stretchers.
Come on.
It's going to be you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you guys. Pastor. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The ushers are waiting on you to give you an opportunity to invest in the ministry that God has called Brother Brad to. I want to remind you, if you posed for the church directory, there are copies available of it here. If you were included in that directory, take one of those with you. And today, take a moment to say happy birthday to Brother Robert Arthur. He's a faithful friend and precious brother. Whatever the Lord directs you, give knowing that there will be a tremendous reward for it because you're investing in ministry. Amen. Father, thank you that you touch the hearts of the people this day with what they're to give and what they're to sow and invest in the ministry, receiving from you that abundant overflow as you return unto them again and again and again the bounty of their planting. Thank you, sir. And the whole world, it's full of your glory. The whole earth, it's full of your glory. The whole earth, it's full of your glory. Oh, the Lord. Holy is the bless you and guard you. The Lord make his face to shed light upon you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. You are the blessed of the Lord, in whom the Lord is blessed. None can curse. Go with God. See you tonight, 7 o'clock. Bring somebody.